Shalom and welcome to Tilim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 140. In Psalms, the topic of asking God to smite his enemies is quite prominent and usually manifests in one of two opposite ways. Either the first half speaks glowingly of God and praises him, and then in the second half reminds God of his plight and asks God to destroy the wicked ones who rebel against God and cause the psalmist much distress. Or the psalm begins with distress and desperation. And once he pleads with God to smite, he finishes a psalm with confidence, assured that God will defend him and that the evil will get their comeuppance. Psalm 40 opts for the latter approach, as we see the guiding words in the beginning of the psalm relate to the wicked, the evil, the corrupt. Clearly, they are on his mind. L'manatzech mizmor l'David, chaltzeni Adonai me'adam ra me'ish hamasim tinsereni, asher chashvu ra'ot v'lev kol yom yaguru milchamot. To the chief musician, the psalm of David, save me, O Lord, from the evil man, from the violent man who plots evil plans in their heart, stirs up wars constantly, shananulo shonam kmo nachash chamat, achshuv tachat svatei mosela. They sharpen their tongues like a serpent, spider's poison is under their lips, sela. Shemreni Adonai midei rasha miish chamasim tinsereni asher chashvu lidchot pa'amai, tanu geim pachli v'chavalim parsu. Keep me from the hands of the wicked, preserve me from the violent man, arrogant man who have hidden a snare for me, cords, they've spread a net by the wayside, they've set traps for me, Selah. The first section focuses intensely on evil people and the destruction they wreak on the psalmist and on society. He begins with the word chaltzeni, save me, and then a slew of words to describe the nefarious personalities who are planning evil, adamra, Ish Hamasim, Ra'ot Balev, Shananulo Shanam Nachash, they sharpen their tongues like a serpent, Geim, they're arrogant men. These people, in the eyes of the psalmist, plot, trap, manipulate, hide in the shadows, cause great violence, and attempt to end his life and perhaps the lives of all innocent men in his position. In verse 2, he begins with the word Chaltzeini, and in verse 5, with the word Shamreini. Both mean guard me. Protect me, save me. He recognizes the wickedness and seeks God's comfort in eradicating it and them. In the second section, he continues this theme, but first returns to God, beseeching him to engage. I said to the Lord, you're my God. So hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. Adonai oz yeshuati sakota l'roshiv yom neshek. O God, the Lord, strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Al titen Adonai me'avyai rashaz mamo al tafek yerumusela. Rosh misibai amal sfatemo yichasemo. Yimoto alehem gechalim ba'esh yapilim b'ma'amarot bal yakumu. Ish lashon bal yikon ba'aret ish chamas rat yitzudenu lemad chifot. Do not grant God the desires of the wicked man. Do not further his evil plot. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits. They should not rise again. Let not a slander be established in the earth. Let evil hunt down the violent man to overthrow him. Yadati ki yaseh Adonai din baniv mishpat evyonim. Ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha. I know that the Lord maintains the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall thank your name, the upright shall dwell in your presence. Verse 7 and 8 call out to God, saying how he called out to him in the past and he came to his side. Also, he asked from God to guard him, his head, with armor on the Yom Neshek. Neshek is a modern Hebrew word meaning weapons, and it stems from these verses and several others in Tanakh. Rashbam translates Neshek as war or battle, whereas Radak understands it to refer to the weapons we normally associate with war, arrows, spears, and other weapons. He then seems to conclude the mini section by asking God not to allow those evil ones to actualize their plot. Verses 10 to 14 see the psalmist declaring what God will do to these malefactors, more than pleading with God to do it. As a result of his relationship with God, he seems more confident in the retribution that they will receive. And he goes into detail describing the gruesome vengeance that will come upon them. He begins by saying that those with slanderous lips, their own lips will do them in. He then wishes upon them a heinous death by burning coals, which will disintegrate their bodies. And the Ish Lashon, the man who uses his tongue for evil purposes, perhaps the one who does not let it get his hands dirty, but says in the political realms while others cause the bloodshed, his end will come in a very physical and horrifying way, Mad Chefot, seemingly meaning he will be hunted and then crushed wave after wave. I get the impression that the psalm is meant for his enemies as a scare tactic, that they should know that the psalmist is not alone. He's not exposed and weak. Rather, he has God with him, and the pain that will be inflicted will be very real and lethal. In verse 13, he says, I am positive that God will judge the weak and poor, meaning himself, from the corrupt, powerful, slanderous perpetrators. He knows and is therefore confident at the end of the psalm. He concludes with a verse that is adopted to the liturgy. In fact, in certain circles, it is the last verse that we say in the Shacharit service because of its beauty. Ach Tzadikim, certainly the righteous will acknowledge his name. The upright will dwell close to God and feel his presence.